It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. Thank you for joining us on May the 5th, also known as the day before a huge event. I think you know what I'm talking about. That's right, the Kentucky Derby. Don't miss the Derby. Get your hats out and your mint juleps. It's going to be a good time. I guess there's another event going on in Great Britain tomorrow, the coronation, yes, for King Charles. So congrats to him. I don't know why they would schedule that when there's something much larger going on, but it is what it is. All right, let's get into the birthdays. Chris Brown, 33 years old. And Adele is 34 years old. Happy birthday to those individuals. Also on this day, in 2001, the creator of Cliff Notes died in Nebraska. I believe he was born there too, in Lincoln. And in 1973, Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby and eventually the Triple Crown. What a horse. What a horse. In 1862, Mexico repelled the French forces of Napoleon III at the Battle of Puebla, a victory that became a symbol of resistance to foreign domination and is now celebrated as a national holiday, Cinco de Mayo. And in 1961, Alan Shepard Jr. made a 15-minute suborbital flight in the Freedom 7 spacecraft, becoming the first U.S. astronaut to travel in space. Wow, that was in 61. Holy cow. I went and checked out photos of the Freedom 7. They were doing amazing stuff back then, obviously. And this guy, there are no words for how big a... You know what he's got. Wow. But that was an amazing feat to be the very first, you know. It's great. Let's get into the news. Kevin Hart provides health update on Jamie Foxx's condition following medical complication. I'm going to tell you right now that I would not go read that article because I learned nothing from it. Except that things are looking better. That's what they always say. And he is still in the hospital, and it's been over a month now. Things aren't looking good, if you ask me. They call it a mystery illness. I think they know what it is. He probably just insists that it does not get out. But I don't know. Good luck to you, Jamie. Wish you the well. Here's one from New York Times. UK prepares for the crowning of King Charles III. The royal ceremony on Saturday, the first in 70 years, will aim to show the solidity of Britain, even as many in the country have met the coronation with indifference. In case you were wondering, Prince Harry will be attending the ceremony, and his wife, Meghan Markle, will remain in California. I can understand why there would be some indifference. I don't know how family is funded nowadays. Back in the day, it was all funded by the people. I don't know if tax dollars go to support the family or not, but if the tax dollars are, in fact, doing that, then, yeah, you're going to have some people pretty pissed off. I know I wouldn't want to pay for that. They have no authoritative powers. We've got a good story here. This is from The Week. U.S. adult smoking rate hits all-time low. That's good news if you ask me. Only 11% of adults smoke in the United States. This is a big difference from the 1960s, where 42% of the adult population smoked. Wow. Wow. Here's a story from Newsmax. This is pretty concerning. Lord Miles scratched from Kentucky Derby as trainer suspended. This guy, this trainer had four horses die while at Churchill Downs getting ready for the race. And they're just like, you know what? Something stinks here. We got to suspend your ass. We can't have horses dying like that. But it'll be interesting to see what happened to those horses. We got a story here from Newsmax. Bud Light to triple ad spend to counter sales slide. Oh, that's a slide. Yeah, it's just a slide, huh? Jeez. I'm not even going there. Goodness gracious. But folks, we've reached a point in the show where we give you a good news story because we do it at the end of every episode. And before I do that, though, I do want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. We've got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. We'd like to get those out by noon so you can have those on your lunch break. And don't forget to click on all the things that support the show. We got to have that. So just move your finger over. You might actually have to move your arm a little bit and hand, and then press subscribe. Yep, it's that simple. It is that simple. All right. Here is the good news. Some people might not think it's good news, but I do. Vermont removes residency requirement for assisted suicide law. That's right. That's right. You know, if you're terminally ill, or even worse, let's say you're just completely suffering, but you're not even terminally ill. Let's say the doctor's like, oh, no, you're going to live a ripe old age of 90 years old. And you're like 60 in absolute suffering, agony. No, they should be able to be like off themselves too. So that is good. It sounds like if you're in a state that does not have that, you can go to Vermont and pull the plug on yourself, whatever. 10 states in the United States currently offer this. So we're making progress. Sorry if that's a dark good news story, but you know, if I get into a situation like that, I'm going to want some options, you know what I mean? And you might too. But that's it for the episode today. I'm going to go have some fun this weekend, and I think you all should too. Don't miss Tuesday's episode, and until then, keep kicking ass in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. Don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.